Nathan Zgura here with Browns offensive lineman John Greco. John, another game, start at guard, in at center quickly. How did that change what you guys wanted to do today?
We've had to make small adjustments like that all year. You see kind of a Rolodex of linemen in almost every week, whether it's injuries or, you know, different issues. And, you know, we've learned by now we can't make excuses for it. We have to continue to play and protect the quarterback, continue with our game plan. And I think it's been kind of a focus each week mentally that you got to be ready to play anywhere. And that's my approach anyway.
How do you think Spencer Drango did coming in on short notice there when you moved over to center?
I think he's progressing each week and getting better each week. And, it's kind of trial by fire when you get tossed in like that if you're a young player. And, you know, we just try to do everything we can to make things clear for him so he could just go out there and play and do what he does best and just block guys so he's not thinking so much.
I know the outcome wasn't what you guys wanted today, but what did you think of what Cody Kessler did? Took some big hits, showed some toughness, and the drive at the end of the first half to put guys up to get to 10 points on the day, one of the better drives we've seen this year.
It's a bright spot for us on an otherwise gloomy day. You know, credit Cody, any of our quarterbacks that have been in have shown toughness all year, and Cody, a guy that, you know, was out last week, come back this week. I saw the same mental preparation, the same focus as he's shown in all of his starts. And, we had all the confidence in the world that he's going to be able to lead us in the game plan. And I think he showed that today. And we just got to do a better job of keeping him clean so he can find the open guys.
I know game flow has a lot to do with it, but how do you guys get that ground game going again?
You just keep working hard on it. And I think, you know, if we're able to, you know, get some more first downs and keep our defense off the field, that way we're not playing from behind, I think you'll see the run game come back so to where we can just, you know, keep pounding it. But we got to take advantage of every opportunity in the run that we get. And today we didn't do that so well early. But, we just got to keep grinding because Crow and Duke and those guys, they're able to make, you know, if we block it for two, they've been able to pick up four. And if we block it for seven, they've been able to pick up nine. So we just got to keep grinding.
After a game like this, is it good to have the quick turnaround Thursday night against Baltimore coming up?
Because, you know, you really don't have time to sit and dwell on this loss, whether it's a win or a loss. You know, we're in the same position. So, I think we're just going to kind of put it to bed because it's, like you said, it is a quick turnaround. But we have a big game coming up Thursday night in Baltimore and division opponent, division rival. We got to put our best effort forward.
What was Coach Jackson's message after this game?
Really the same as every week. You know, we just that we have to get better and we have to keep grinding and keep finishing and keep working because I don't think anyone's questioning our effort or our preparation or anything. We just have to find a way to put together 60 minutes of good football, and we just haven't done that yet.
Thanks, John. Good luck.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.